DNA code on activation. This is the second healing template I used to heal from pneumonia in 2013. I stumbled upon a transcript of an interview with Drunvalo Melchizedek by Diane or Diana Cooper. She's known by both names. And it was called Children of the New Dream. The full interview seems to pop up on many websites if you Google it. And Drunvalo spoke about a new group of children being born around the world. And this is some of the paragraphs that had the most impact on me. It is the children of AIDS. About 10 or 11 years ago in the US, there was a baby born with AIDS. They tested him at birth and at 6 months, and he tested positive for AIDS. And they tested him a year later, and he still tested positive. And then they didn't test him again until he was 6. And what was amazing is that this test showed he was completely AIDS-free. In fact, there was no trace that he had ever had AIDS or HIV whatsoever. And he was taken to the UCLA to see what was going on. And those tests showed that he didn't have normal DNA. In the human DNA, we have 4 nucleic acids that combine in sets of 3, producing 64 different patterns that are called codons. And human DNA all over the world always has 20 of these codons turned on, and the rest of them are turned off, except for 3, which are the stop-start codes, much like a computer. And science has always assumed that the ones that were turned off were old programs from our past. And I've always seen them like application programs in a computer. Anyway, this boy had 24 codons turned on, 4 more than any other human being. And then they tested this kid to see how strong his immune system was. And they took a very lethal dose of AIDS in a petri dish and mixed it with some of his cells, and his cells remained completely unaffected. They kept raising the lethalness of the composition and finally went up to 3,000 times more than what was necessary to infect a human being, and his cells stayed completely disease-free. Drunvalo goes on to say, I've gone into the Merkaba and asked my subconscious mind to change my codons in the same way. And ever since I began to do this over 2 years ago, I haven't been able to get sick. I don't know if I've been able to change them or not. I guess the only way I'll know is with a DNA test. However, I've been exposed to all kinds of things, and when someone gets sick, I purposefully get close to them and try to get it. I've been trying to get sick and I can feel something come on and it'll last maybe an hour and then it's gone. It also requires dropping polarity. That's no longer thinking in terms of good or bad, but seeing the wholeness and completion and perfection of life. It is a very different mind, emotional, and body response. The body response is the one where your body simply does not acknowledge good or bad, but sees that there is a higher purpose behind it all. We all know this stuff. Everyone from Jesus to Krishna to Sai Baba has been talking about this for a long time. But this is the first I'm aware of where something actually is changing in the outer environment. People's DNA is really changing. End of quote. Now, this was enough information for me to decide I wanted to turn on my extra 4 codons. And as with all of my templates, they happen spontaneously in the first instance. So I'm going to guide you through the codon activation template. I've taken a number of people through and they've all experienced potent impact.